to get your home ready for the market. And Christy's really good at that. She's got a great eye. She can kind of quickly pick a house apart and say, okay, we need to do A, B, and C, and we can get that house, you know, market ready. And we both came through Bo Goodson's real estate school. That's our boss, Bo Goodson. We think the world of him. So we've got, I don't know, I'd say a couple hundred years of experience behind us with Bo. Don't tell him I said that, but I think he sold the first house ever here in Montgomery. I really do. But, Christy, I just want to talk to you and say, you know, how much I appreciate you, and I think we make a great team. So if anybody's got any questions, they can certainly call us up.
And absolutely. We're here to help.
Throw out your number again.
657-5981.
I'm actually writing it down this time.
657-5981. Oh, good. But make sure you don't turn the numbers around.
And then you could also always call 322-0662, the number for Eddie here. Christy, appreciate it. We got to run, but...
Yep. See you guys.
Take care, Christy.
And again, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, Christy Kane, but the number I know, 322-0662. Second hour of news and views coming up. We're going to get into some local jurisdictional issues, the Senate race a little bit.
John Bolton.
Yeah, the mustachioed man.
I am the walrus.
Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After trending down for 6 weeks, coronavirus cases in the U.S. are at a new peak, with hospitalizations way up in some states.
Johns Hopkins University, which compiles the numbers, said yesterday there were more than 34,000 new cases, and there have only been 2 days when that number was higher, April 9th and April 24th. Early hotspots like New York and New Jersey have seen declines, while some states set single-day records yesterday, including Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers. A primary winner in North Carolina would be the youngest member wins in November.
24-year-old Madison Cawthorn scores a rare political victory by beating the candidate endorsed by President Trump. Cawthorn won the Republican primary runoff election for the seat vacated by President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting to sound like a broken record here. Once again, another very active thunderstorm day. Very humid today. High temperature up to about 86. Thunderstorms become rather numerous, especially by this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with some damaging wind gusts. Tropical downpours again. Low temperature tonight, 71. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, but not as many. That will start to thin out in number. Then back to a more typical summer forecast with isolated storms at best Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Well, it's been one of those days. Like, everything that can go wrong went wrong. Mm. To start with, I was supposed to take the dog to have her spayed today. And last night, before I went to bed, And he said, do not forget to take the dog in the morning. Don't feed it. Okay. She wakes up at 3, wakes me up at 3. Ray, don't forget about the dog. I'm not. I get up this morning, let the dog out, take her and feed her.
Yeah.
She's over here eating, and I'm looking down thinking, I was supposed to do something with that dog. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
We're creatures of habit, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, and then my computer crashed and died first when I got here to work. I can load it in the car now, take it to my computer guy. And it's a brand new, I mean, that computer's not even 6 months old. Yeah, it's been one of those mornings. Mm-hmm. It's just like I really want to go back to bed and start over again.
Well, I hate you're going through that, but the work must go on there as the show goes on here at Prattville Carpet.
The floors are all going great. Everything's flying around here and going good. It's just my dog's not going to be fixed for another week, and Angie's threatening me if she goes into heat.
Oh, boy.
I was about to say, you got any male dogs in the neighborhood?
You know what? We do, and I'm having a fence put up right now to make that sure. The last thing I need is puppies. It is really the last thing I need on my plate right now is to have that dog with something happen there. But, yeah, if y'all need a floor, you want to hear about these exciting times at Prattville Carpet, give us a call at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. I had a guy who lives out in Colorado. I've been sending him samples for a week. He finally signed off on it. We're going to put the carpet in, and he's putting it on the first. He's coming in on the second. And, he's all excited because we had everything over the phone. So we can do stuff like that also if you're a military or dealing with military moving in and needing stuff done from a distance. There's ways to get that handled.
Fantastic. So, again, folks, that number is 285-8117, number for Prattville Carpet. When you do call them up at 285-8117, be sure to tell Ray or anybody who answers that you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
And then, guys, I'm really sorry I messed up your surgery day. That was totally my fault.
Yeah. It's okay. I just hope your neighbors don't have a male dog that's like half dingo that can hop over fences.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be, I'm going to be holding my breath for next week because I got her scheduled for next Wednesday. So we'll see. I'll let you know next Wednesday if I don't forget again.
Well, and from here on out, next Wednesday, you say?
Yep.
I'll tell you on air, don't feed the dog on Wednesday morning.
There you go.
Yeah, remind me Tuesday. Please don't feed that dog tomorrow. Matter of fact, I don't know if I'm going to feed the dog from this point on.
Poor dog.
Just make sure I don't forget again. Well, it's so hard to do at 5 in the morning.
Yes.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Take care, Ray.
Again, folks, that's Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Their number 285-8117. Second hour of News and Views officially begins in mere moments.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk?
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from Steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Jack, are you sipping ice water there or a mint julep?
It was some tea that I made.
Okay, I just saw the mason jar and was like...
orange spice tea.
Oh, how bougie.
Oh, yeah. Believe me.
How bougie.
I can't stand that word, actually. Why did I just use it? Eddie Bader in the house, intern the Tim. 272-9228. We got a few leftover callers here from the last hour, but real quick, let's set the table. I asked you to kind of look into your sources, Jack, and we talked about it some yesterday on air. It broke last Friday about the Wetumpka PD finding, well, a young woman dead outside the hospital there. And they did a quick investigation and said, hey, we think the murder happened in Montgomery. If they reached out to MPD, we're not getting any response. So the Wetumpka PD and the Chief Benton went public with it, which I have to say is very unusual. And how often do you see that for, like, police to do a press conference of that type?
You don't. Usually there's a lot of protectionism going on in the law enforcement community, and you know, that I think that was pretty unusual.
But after the quarrel, it seems they buried.
But
the
then
hatchet.
Again, they don't want a murder statistic in their city, in their county.
So what happened is, I think the two DAs, Daryl Bailey here in Montgomery, Randall Houston over in the Tauga Elmore area, they got together, got Chief Finley, Chief Benton together. They sat down and they talked. And what came out of it is they're going to now go forward with a joint investigation to figure out what happened in the death of Kiara Battle. She was 27 years old. Daryl Bailey, the DA here from Montgomery, and detectives with the Montgomery Police Department are saying that it's not over, wasn't as open and shut as Chief Benton had commented. So we'll see where that goes, and I hope very quickly it's solved. MPD is now talking, saying they were a bit, after they heard the accusations that they weren't listening or that Wetumpka's request fell on deaf ears, Montgomery Captain Saba Coleman said, we were quote-unquote flabbergasted. Good use of flabbergasted. I like those words. I think bumfuzzle should come back, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good synonym for perplexed, flabbergasted. I'm bumfuzzled, darn it.
There's another way of saying that.
Yeah?
I'm confused.
Yeah, bumfuzzled's better.
I've never heard the word bumfuzzled in my life.
Well, maybe you should read a book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start reading some, Joey.
Jack, what was that you told us yesterday? I'm all y'all got.
I am all y'all got. It's right.
And that's why I lash out. 272-9228. So it's good that that seems to be cleared up. We'll get into some more local politics. And Trump actually...
How was this woman murdered? Was she shot, stabbed, strangled?
Yeah. They've been tight-lipped about it, though. They haven't given a lot of details, other than they think she was killed in Montgomery,
right.
And then two other people, not the person who killed her, moved her outside and dumped her body outside the hospital in Wetumpka.
And they said, they had partial video. So,
right.
And all of a sudden, that's kind of gone away. I don't know what happened there.
And apparently, Daryl Bailey says, quote, there's still a lot to be done, a lot of investigating left. The news of the day is that we have a productive meeting, and we're all on the same page and working together as one now. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And the family of Kiera said that, and actually, I appreciate this sort of statement. They said she wasn't a saint, but she was a very loving person, kind-hearted person. And, I mean, this to happen to anybody. It can't, especially these young women, it keeps happening in this way here in this part of the world. And it's, whether you're talking about Anaya Blanchard or going all the way back to Cupcake. I mean, these are, can't keep this going on. We got to get on top of this. But 272.
And that girl that left that bar in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Right.
With two men she didn't know and they found her in a shallow grave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
272-9228. Before we keep going, though, let's go to these patient phone calls. Randall, welcome.
Well,
hey,
you may be all they have, but you all I want, baby. I mean, I don't know how to describe you.
That's pretty scary, Randall.
I want to go back to both things, but since you brought this up, this feels like a battle of two mayors that broke out. Because I'm going to tell y'all, there's 10 other murders in Montgomery that happened before this one. And it could be connect. You know what I mean? It could be a natural a connection to that other one from Opelika. And Daryl Bailey ain't no joke. You know what I mean? I mean, I know everybody loves him around Houston, but I mean, Daryl, he connects his dots. And if he thought that maybe this was connect, you don't need the brain for it. Just like Steve said, you know what I mean? Let him do the investigation first, or the state do the investigation, then before you bring in the FBI. I mean, I think they should have kept this down home a little more. I mean, now, if it did leave somewhere, it ain't going to leave there no more. You know what I mean? So I just wish they just kept this down home and wouldn't have went out and done this, because this looks like they were trying to just, bucket test up on Wetumpka.
There was definitely a communication breakdown somewhere. I'm just glad they're cooperating. Yeah. You said you wanted to talk about the Bubba Wallace thing?
Yeah, but since you touched on about Don Bolton and the other fella, Flynn, getting sentenced, and you want to tell you what they fixing to bomb hard Trump with again is that he is letting political favors happen, that he wants their time. That's all we're going to hear. And just like Chris was saying earlier, we know NASCAR is the problem. Let me tell you, NASCAR, it's more than NASCAR. Steve O'Donnell, if y'all want to know what the problem is, this man is the man who paid for that road flag to be full. Even though he runs, he is the president of NASCAR. But he is the first one that ain't really had no ties with NASCAR. He's the first one that really ain't in deep. You know what I mean? Even his name
says,
he's a corporate
guy.
From Ryan Hunt. Yeah, you ain't from Ryan Hunt, boy. And he is the one that done this. And look, Bubba Wallace, I don't know that man. Sure to goodness y'all know he's me. You think this boy should be beside his car crying? He's in Alabama, got two different color parents, and they pulled this on. They've been there since Thursday, folks. NASCAR called him Sunday night, so they found this. Why the cars were in lockdown? They want y'all to keep punching Bubba. If you don't punch them, I'm gonna tell you, y'all say don't ask Dale. Dale would have took this man and would have went up there and knocked Steve out. Because Steve is the problem. He is the one doing all this. And because I've been around, I see how he treats little 50 Dale Jr. And for all y'all that little Dale Jr., he should, this is the kind of stuff that they used him for. NASCAR used that boy. I mean, he should have been put on the sidelines and took out the pasture a long time ago. And same thing with Bubba. Bubba wasn't ready for this ride. I mean, we all, everybody in short track knew he was put in his, he was put in through Michael Austin Racing, and he was, man, the folks we fighting knew this was going to happen 30 years ago. And everybody's starting to see it. So we got to get our focus off of who they're trying to make us fight and go after these people.
Well, actually, Randall, you're making a fantastic point. Number one, this is not as much of a hoax as, say, what Juicy Smollett did. Obviously, it seems like, you know, Juicy had that all planned out.
Yeah.
If it was, in fact, Bubba was informed by NASCAR about this, then if you're going to direct your ire at a hoax or fake news, direct it at the folks who create all this crap, the news media, the national news media, and the corporate press. That's a fantastic point, Randall.
I want NASCAR to stand up, apologize, and I think Steve needs to step down. If somebody was good enough, because I can't, I'm not going to be able to get past the flea market letting it happen over there, because they hate it anyway. But the flea market is where it flew over at, and I'm not going to be able to find out who paid for it. But if Steve O'Don, that's what they wanted us to do. Hate on Bubba, and then move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? We still seeing fussing about Bubba. They done moved on to John Bolton. You know, Bubba is a hometown kid. That boy got a good heart. I've seen him. I mean, I know people change, but they don't change that much. And 2 weeks ago, he wasn't standing up saying, take down the road flags at Talladega or at NASCAR. He did not come out vocal about that. His aunt is the one coming out saying that he's got this platform and going to use it. The only thing that boy ever did was wear a Black Lives Matter mask. He ain't never been outspoken about that flag. He just wasn't until now. Now they pushing him. And pushing him. I don't think he can get out of this whirlwind because he was tied in once they put him in that ride when he didn't deserve it. And I mean, that's just the bad part of it.
Well, to your point, Randall, I would just suggest to Bubba Wallace, hey, stay away from the press, go do your job, do it well, win championships. And I think people will forget about this eventually, and especially if you give them something new.
But in the meantime, the attempt was to make Alabama look bad.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes me mad.
And we don't need any help there. Randall, we got to run. Thank you.
Hey, I sent you a message, Randall, on your phone about Bubba. Take a look at it.
272-9228. Let's go to, I don't think I've ever seen this name, at least not this way, Eric the Dog.
Hola.
Well, I know who this is. Yeah. What's up, man?
It's me. Hey, to Randall's point, if we treat people that we run in groups with the way that we scrutinize other people when they say something we don't like and we hold them in check, not to just be ugly or anything, but, you know, fact check them. I saw something yesterday where Bubba Wallace allegedly, and I don't think he did it, but you know how they get those Facebook headline things that pop up, said that he believe somebody did come after him or something to that effect. And I just asked, you know, did he really say that? And where did he really say that? And just hold people accountable, you know? We want the truth. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to communicate and take these people who have decided, preferences, or they have an outcome that they're seeking to rile us up, us rednecks up, you know, because we're simple-minded and stuff. You know, we had to take these people out of the equation, and we had to hold our friends accountable, like we hold the other side accountable, or try to, you know, in a loving, meaningful way. And I don't mean being ugly, but I mean if something's BS, then don't perpetuate it. You know, let's have a discussion about it. Let's put the facts out. Let's get down to the brass tacks. You know, just because somebody said something on Facebook, big deal. Did they really say that? Is this what you really mean? And I mean, just a lot of times, if you can take single out a person, you know, even in a message or something like that on the side, and just ask candid questions, you know, not pointed, not ugly, not gotcha questions. You know, people will rationalize, and a lot of times they'll back down, and that you can modify that behavior. But we need to do that as a group. I love it when my friends challenge me about something.
Sure.
You know, I like it. You know,
and
I
actually
post something up.
Eric, you made me think of this. So tomorrow morning, we're going to have on Will Desmukes at 9. And, you know, he was recently asked by the Democrats in the legislature to step down because of his support for Confederate, the Memorial Park, and state funding of it. And one of the questions, I hope Will's listening, because I will ask this, Will, Have you ever had the chance to sit down, say, with the minority leader in the legislature who made these calls, or say the people who put out these statements, and actually have a real conversation about this? Have they ever reached out to you? You ever reached out to them? And that's what's so bizarre to me, that all these public statements are made for political reasons.
Absolutely.
And, right. And folks don't actually sit
down. That's
all
it was?
Yeah, they don't actually sit down and care about the people trying to make the state work. It's crazy.
Well, the minority leader, majority leader, whichever he is, he used the word little will and talked about dress up. So it's kind of, have they sat down? Right. To me, that means no, they haven't.
They haven't, obviously. But I think you should sit down and talk like men, like talk men, like people.
Instead of name calling.
Right. Oh, well, my goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to be staring a man in his face and then talk to him like you make statements, you know, to, you know, somebody who's just waiting for you to say something.
Exactly.
Say it to my face, and then
I will say it to your face. It's not just Twitter, Eric. You're stone cold crooked. All right?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bring it on down, Donnie. All right, guys.
Thank
you. Love
your
show. Call you later. Thanks. Bye.
272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. I think things are going well, all things considered. I mean, there are a few personal issues that, you know, make me feel lackluster.
All things considered?
Yeah.
What are you, NPR now? I thought we were defunding NPR.
Oh, no. I'm all for that. I mean, really, with all these defund movements, I'm like, let's defund D.C. Why not?
I'm down with that.
I get in those moods occasionally. It's like that
swamp. I think National Public Radio is a total disgrace. If it's not even veiled that they hate Donald Trump.
No. Right.
No. I mean, there's nobody that listens to that show objectively that can possibly believe that they're reporting news and not opinion, because that's all they're doing.
Exactly. And it's an anti-Trump
and
message.
A lot of it with public money, I might add.
Right.
Isn't it like 90% public money? I mean, I know they get donations, but...
No, they get donations from these liberals.
Well, no, I'm not turning into NPR. I'm just talking about life's full of crap.
Oh, yes.
Failings, mm-hmm. like shortcomings, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it makes you feel a little lackluster in the morning. 272-9228, this part of the program. They brought you the first hour. Let's tell you a little more about Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get that 50% off here in the month of June for all those videotape or old 8mm films to DVD or digital file conversion. Again, 50% off on that for the month of June. And also, Dan Black Studios can do video production for you from the ground up, whether you're doing a TV commercial, online branding videos. I mean, whatever reason you have for video production, Dan Black Studios can cover you. And maybe you have some raw video footage already shot. They can put that together in a nice presentation for you. Also, if you have old tape cassettes, they can transfer those to a digital format. Old CDs, they can put it on a thumb drive compatible with that brand new car stereo. The point is, folks, all the work is done here locally. 38-year local small business. That's Dan Black Studios. So Dan and his staff, we're looking forward to meeting you and being able to help you with all your video production needs, and especially if you take advantage of restoring those old tapes and films and bringing them into the digital future. So call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them that News and Views that Joey and Jack sent you. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. All things considered. Be right back.
I got hairy legs.
Every time I move, I lose when I look, I'm in. And every time I turn around, I'm back in love.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
I'm so lonely without you.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I can't sleep at night.
I'm Joey Clark.
Always thinking about
intern to Tim in the house right now. So again, folks, the big breaking news this morning. The Flynn case. Yes, Michael Flynn, General Flynn's case has been ordered by an appeals court panel 2-3 to drop the case. They have ordered Judge Emmett Sullivan, hey, buddy, better drop it.
And that means he can talk now, right?
Yes, because if Flynn had been convicted or just forced to hold on to that plea deal, it said he could not cooperate with other or talk in other investigations. So this is, to quote the former Vice President Joe Biden, a big effing deal. I'm looking forward to see what comes of Durham. And this was the first big domino to fall with Flynn getting out of court, getting out from under the crosshairs of what was the Mueller report. And I have a feeling it's not just going to be the origins of the Russia investigation, which they're saying that, hey, and it's very well documented, there was activity with the Steele dossier with the confidential human sources, otherwise known as spies. Before they officially opened up Crossfire Hurricane on July 31st, 2016, there were activity in February of that year. I mean, so Flynn exonerated is a great day in America. And, yeah, of course, they're going to say, it's all political. William Barr's doing the bidding of the president. that's nothing to do with justice. It's like, yeah, how about this? Y'all can say that, and I expect you to say it, but I'd like you to say it a little louder.
I like how the Democrats give all these retired generals talking about how Trump reacted to the rioting. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all being critical. And how can you say a guy who's a war hero doesn't have credibility? Well, these same people certainly didn't think Flynn had credibility. Right. So they're all a bunch of damn double standard hypocrites.
Well, it's that line I always play, you know.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Yep. Essentially. There's no true principle in politics. You're unmoored when it comes to fighting that high-level fight, especially in D.C. Just the hypocrisy's a virtue up there. Shows your pliability.
Yeah, in fact, we have a Senate candidate utilizing hypocritical verbiage, and his name is Jeff Sessions.
Yes. Well, there is a new ad out for Jeff Sessions, and he essentially makes the claim, and I suppose this is a good common knowledge, but he makes the claim that Alabamians are not going to let Washington choose their candidate. Like, wait, is the president now representative of all of Washington now? Really?
Oh, yeah.
The swamp's been drained?
Yep, that's a new thing.
That's what's so interesting. When you hear that, Jack, that Jeff Sessions is claiming Tommy Tuberville is the candidate Washington wants.
That is the most bogus statement that ever was issued. Shelby and all of his little minions and all of his little lobbyists in D.C. are behind Jeff Sessions. And so, and Jeff knows that. I mean, he had no money except Washington money. You think people in Alabama want to give to him? Hell no, except some big corporate people and maybe a few rank and file folks who still believe he's an honorable guy. I'm not saying he's not an honorable guy. I'm just saying he's screwed up. But for him to claim that he doesn't have the backing of Washington insiders is ludicrous on its face.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ad now on my phone, and the way it works is it starts off, and it's almost got like this sepia, like night tone filter overlooking the mall in D.C. You can see the Capitol building, the Washington Monument.
Here we go again. Washington's trying to choose Alabama senator.
Here we go again. Washington's trying to choose Alabama senator. Then it shows Tommy Tuberville, that same sort of like film noir filter on the, mm-hmm. It's Tommy sitting down at his beach house in Florida saying, yeah, Tommy Tuberville lives and votes in Florida, and, you know, Jeff Sessions is good on immigration. Jeff Sessions was cool before Trump was, and the Trump agenda came around, and Alabama's not going to let Washington pick their next senator. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, that worked great. Washington's not going to pick our next senator. We're nominating Roy Moore!
Yeah. How'd that work out?
No, so not Washington, but the Washington Post picked our next senator then. Oh, goodness.
True.
And right now, polling shows that Tuberville seems to be holding strong. Did you see the polling the Doug Jones campaign released?
No, I didn't.
They only released the polling that showed Jones against Tuberville, which is an interesting move by the... And when the media requested, hey, could you give us your internal polling on a head-to-head with Sessions, they said, nope. Nope, we're not. Okay, interesting move. And it shows it pretty close, actually. Tuberville leading against Doug Jones, but like 8%, 9% undecided, and Tuberville only up by 3 or 4 points. And this is in, Senator Doug Jones' own internal campaign polling. So whether or not it's true, yeah, I'd like some more independent polling numbers, but that's interesting to me.
I bet they got a lot of, in those surveys, a lot of Doug who?
Well, I just love it. Any public opinion poll you see, there's always going to be a bit of folks that are like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, is the moon made of cheese? I don't know.
Well, and a lot of people a lot of people that answer these surveys just don't tell the truth.
That's very true.
Or they
slant it to what they want.
Do you think that's happening nationwide with the president? It's almost like the, what is it, the, what was the Bradley effect? It's like the reverse Bradley effect?
Bradley Byrne, you mean?
No.
Omar Bradley.
Yeah, or the idea that people will say one thing and then they'll go and vote the other way when it actually comes time to vote. And they'll say a particular thing to a pollster because they know they're going to catch holy hell if they end up, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I support Trump. Not so much in this state. I mean,
well, all right, look at George Wallace Sr., the governor of Alabama. After an election, you couldn't find a person who said he voted for George Wallace. Yet he always won, big time.
Very true, Jack.
I wouldn't put a Trump sticker on my car, not because I care that people know, but I don't want people who don't know me to see my car with a Trump sticker and come and slap my...
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right, Jack. Good point.
Oh, he dropped.
Oh, boy. But he was making a very valid point. I've talked to some other people, too, diehard Trump supporters, you know, and they bought into the MAGA hat and things like that when it came around, but they said... I don't want to wear it, not because I don't support the president. I don't want to be accosted by some jerk who has an alternative motive, which is, you know, just pick on me just because I'm a Trump supporter.
Right.
And like Jack's saying, with putting the sticker on his car, suddenly you're kind of making your car a bit of a target for people that are already a little bit irritated. And
well, people are real passionate about Donald Trump on both sides.
Yes.
But I would say the people that hate him beyond normal hate.
Oh, sure.
And you know,
although if
I don't want to wear a MAGA hat to Publix.
Right. And that's sad. It's so sad in the United States today that you can be considered and picked on for supporting the president. For the president of the United States. And it's one thing for people like when Obama was in power, you know, people would snicker or they wouldn't accost someone and say, I can't believe you're an Obama supporter. But if you wear a MAGA hat, I guarantee you won't make it through this town before somebody will accost you about it.
Well, but I do have to say this. In full disclosure, you gotta get out in front of things. If you do have a Trump sticker on your car, a bumper sticker,
mm-hmm.
and your tires get slashed and it comes back that Joey Clark, we think it's the guy who did it, it's not because I dislike Trump. It's because I just hate bumper stickers.
Oh, I thought he was going to say you don't like Jack.
Right. I don't like them on laptops. I don't like them on guitar cases. Really? I don't like them on cars.
What about bumper sticker politics?
I don't like that either, Eddie. Wow. So.
Okay, good to know.
It's like, why would you ruin a beautiful car? Like, maybe if you got, like, an old school, like, Kia, you know.
Well, if you want to increase the value of any automobile, you put a War Eagle sticker on there. That increases the value, well, everybody knows, at least $20,000. Sure. Everybody knows that.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, Eddie, you know the best thing out of Auburn is I-85.
Damn you.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to put a Trump yard sign in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets dark, I'm going to paint a swastika on the side of my house.
Oh, yeah? Right.
And I'm going to call it a hate crime, and I'm going to get the media out here, and I just can't wait.
Well, you know, there's a video on Facebook of a guy that put a basically electrical fence on his Trump sign because somebody kept stealing them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I saw that.
So at night, yeah, you see this person get out of his car and run to get it and just gets the crap shocked out.
Goodness. 272-9228. The yard sign wars, even for national or local stuff, are always amaze me.
Isn't it?
It's like, we can't let them have that signage out there. Like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, let me tell you. Candidates get so lathered up about signs.
Right.
They spend an inordinate amount of time on that issue. And whenever you see a candidate out putting up signs, that means he ain't got nobody helping him.
That's true.
Because that's an awful job.
I've done it myself on some early campaigns I've worked on. Right. Part of it was putting out signs. And, man, some folks who want their signs want their signs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they will harass you until it's there.
I had a politico in D.C. once tell me about billboards. He said, they're a waste of money. If you do billboards, do three of them. One above your headquarters, one above your opponent's headquarters, and one just somewhere else. Doesn't matter where.
My favorite,
ineffective.
My favorite billboard in Montgomery right now is when you're coming from like the Wall,
Pike
Road area, and you're going on 85 South.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side, you'll see syphilis, the silent killer.
Welcome to Montgomery. Here's our syphilis billboard.
All right.
I couldn't believe it when I saw this the other day. We were coming back from Atlanta. I really expected to see a Welcome to Montgomery billboard or, you know, Alabama's great. Da-da. No, syphilis.
The silent killer. Be sure to check for that canker sore.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. 272.
It's a little rough.
Yeah, it is. Well, that billboard's rough. And you can be in a good mood, and it's all of a sudden like, well, if it's silent, do I have syphilis?
Well, No,
I'm too celibate for that.
It just doesn't sound well like for tourism.
It's silent like the P in swimming.
Or the K in knife.
More like the P in swimming. I agree with that, Jack.
Yeah. I'm slowing the uptick. Like I said, your lackluster host here, Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Eddie Bader in the
How
house.
You doing?
Intern the Tim. This hour of News and Views, again, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you owe it to yourself, if you've not refinanced recently, to pick up your mortgage statement and call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage and see how much money you could be saving. Don't call some 1-800-LENDER or use some, you know, fancy app or whatever, some national company. No, go to a local business that you can trust. Started the business Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams did, because she knew she could better serve the customer than where she had worked before. They are a wholesale lender, which means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on mortgage rates. Can save you thousands of dollars over the course of a year. Skip one, maybe two payments when you refinance. And also, if you've been renting your whole life and you have the dream of buying, call Kim Williams, and she can walk you through the whole home buying process, including the pre-approval process, which is the first step, so people take you more seriously. So Alabama Home Mortgage, call them today, 567-4223. You're a first responder veteran. They got sweet deals for you. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. You're starting to sound like a broken record here. Once again, another very active thunderstorm day. Very humid today. High temperature up to about 86. Thunderstorms become rather numerous, especially by this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with some damaging wind gusts. Tropical downpours again. Low temperature tonight, 71. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, but not as many. That will start to thin out in number. Then back to a more typical summer forecast with isolated storms at best Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow.
Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
2 years from now, got any plans? I don't. But two-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super-fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get safe, simple, contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guy's pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. Closing out the second hour here of News and Views. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Eddie in the house. Intern the Tim in the house as well. And President Trump just won't be deterred. He keeps using that slightly racist pun. When he was talking to Turning Point, Action Committee or whatever, a bunch of young kids who were very enthusiastic in Arizona yesterday or last night.
Right.
He went into his whole bit about COVID-19, to be more specific. I have to say, folks, it's a fact. This virus, this disease, this plague has the most names in history. So many names. There's the Chinese virus, the China flu, the Kung flu.
Kung flu.
And he keeps saying Kung flu, and it's just like...
Oh, I love it. It's getting under those liberal skins.
Oh, they can't stand it. And, like... Yeah, it's not exactly, like, the most enlightened way. Like, I'm not constantly referring to coronavirus as the Kung Flu myself. When I'm being glib, I usually call it the Rona. But, come on. Like, that's the deal. It's like, you're upset about his language, or as Kayleigh McEnany put it, nomenclature, more than, like, all sorts of other things going on in the world. So, just give me a break. 272-9228. We've got JD on the phone. Hey, JD.
Hey, you know, for a long time, I thought I had seen the best sign going into Atlanta, instead of the Falcons or instead of Welcome to Atlanta for this reason or that reason, it said Welcome to Atlanta, home of So-So Def Bass All-Stars, the record label from Jermaine Dupri. but I got to admit, when I was coming back into town, I did see the billboard the other day that y'all were talking about. And I said, yep, that finally got that one beat. but back to the... Back to the hat, you know, if I was to put on a MAGA hat and I walked out, it's not the fact that I'm worried about getting accosted. It's I know right out of the gate that I'm automatically the one in the wrong because I'm wearing it. So even if I defended myself, I'm in the wrong for inciting it by putting the hat on to begin with. That's what people are looking at.
Well, and you got to be careful wearing any, like, parody of the MAGA hat. So you could wear a hat that says, Make America Free Again. Something like that. People have been beat up over that.
Yeah.
Now, are for Trump, and 20% are undecided. They are undecided. But they're pretty sure that they're going to go for Trump because it was, you know, all five people that I asked, the one that was the 20% was not 100% sure, but they were pretty confident that they were going to vote for Trump, but they just wanted to see how things played out. But that was the independent poll. You know, we asked five people, and that's what they said.
Very scientific.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
That's how these news media outlets do it. They don't always tell you how many people they ask. They just say polling shows.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have this... It's a shame. We have this fetish, this fixation on public opinion and popular opinion and democracy. The founders purposely understood, hey, democracy in, say, ancient Athens, where they were talking about these things, was not great. Like, you could literally go and grab some person off the street, go tap them on the shoulder and go, I'm calling you to court. And you go in front of 100, 200 people. And you could just have a vote right there. Do we put this man to death for corrupting the youth of the city? Like, and so popular opinion, the founders understood here in this country, could be very dangerous unless it's checked by things like individual rights, checked by institutions, different competitive branches. And as we've gone on as a republic, we've become more and more, you know, the phrase presidents use, democracy, spread democracy around the world. I think I'd rather go with being a republic instead of a democracy.
Well, I think that we're all pretty safe, seeing as how Facebook fact checks everything very thoroughly, and Joe Biden has hairy legs.
Right.
I think that secures our nation right there. But you know, I was still trying to wrap my head around the whole MAGA hat wearing thing, or like you said, or like Jack said, a bumper sticker. You know, people already have you labeled a certain way, and you're already the guilty party, even if you defend yourself. So I think people are wise enough to just not put themselves in that kind of position to begin with, and they're just going to go up to the polls and vote like they did the last time.
Well, and let's be charitable.
And Trump was so far behind, and then he wins, and everybody said, how did that happen?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's how it happened.
But let's be charitable here, J.D., and shoe on the other foot. There are going to be plenty of people who vote for Joe Biden who aren't, like, full-blown left-wing socialist either. So we'll see where it goes. I would rather they don't, but there's a lot of folks in the mushy middle, so to speak, or just everyday Americans who don't pay attention to politics a lot, who are going to pick one side or the other, and they're not deep in terms of, like, knowing all the different things at stake and the philosophy going on behind the scenes. So, you know, I'm one for trying to bring America together, like, on an individual basis.
Well, I mean, they're going to break it down to a choice between, do I want to vote for the guy that calls this the Kung